In having in mind the questions of my colleague Sophie Kilazze that have not been answered, and the very little information actually provided by the government in their report, including data. We requested for a certain data, but it was not provided. So I would like to ask additional questions. For example, we need to know how many children actually enter to your justice system. We know that this system is the common justice system. You don't have special child justice legislation. We know that you don't have specialization of judges, only for prosecutors. I would like to ask, how do you actually try to train judges in justice for children, judges? And I would like to know more, but we don't have time, about your promising and a very good practice of alternative placements of children in re-education centers. There were questions yesterday about that. I would like to know who actually is in charge of these centers, on what basis the judges order placement in re-education centers rather than detention or rather penalty, and what is the ratio between re-education centers placements and detention penalties. How many children are arrested and detained and spent time in pretrial detention? These are very important issues for us. And the issue of children between 12 and 14. What happens to these children if they commit offense, which is not crime but offense? And I want to ask very briefly about your development, your progress in debate on incarcerated mothers and their children. I know there is a debate on this in Slovakia. And last issue, we did not get any answer about your policies regarding abortion when it is concerned pregnant girls. Thank you, Chair Becht.
And I'm keeping in mind that you perhaps hadn't got to the answering some of those yet, but it'll help you to know what to prioritize. Ms. Kiladze.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning or